Hello, I'm Daniel James. Welcome to Livewire Retro Radio. Daniel Earl Hartman was an American rock musician, multi-instrumentalist, singer, songwriter, and original frontman for several bands, including the Saploids, Mac and the Turnarounds, and Our Winger. Among the songs he wrote and recorded was Free Ride, as a member of the Edgar Winter Group. Upon launching a solo career in 1976, Dan released a promotional album. It was a compilation disc, including songs from Johnny Winter and the Edgar Winter Group. In late 1978, partly due to being introduced by the Studio 54 sound system, Dan Hartman reached number one on the dance charts with the disco single Instant Replay. The track then crossed over and hit number 29 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1979. It also reached the top 10 on the UK singles charts. Here is Dan Hartman's Instant Replay. That's Dan Hartman and his 1979 hit Instant Replay. And of course, I was singing along to the track because my band Yell took that song to the top 10 of the British charts and around the world in 1990. So if you want to check out my version, that's Yell Instant Replay. It's on the album Let's Go, which you can find on Secret Records. Now, Dan Hartman's second hit single was released in 1979, and that was Relight My Fire, which featured his friend Lolita Holloway on vocals. An instrumental version of the song later became the theme for the NBC talk show Tomorrow. It was also performed by Costa Anadiotis band Cafe Society in 1984, and Take That with Lulu in a featured role in 1993. Here is Dan Hartman's Relight My Fire. Dan Hartman and his second hit, Relight My Fire. I have to say, I am a huge fan of Dan Hartman. If I could have only been around to work with him, I mean, he was a great writer, producer, singer, musician. I mean, how much would I have liked to have worked with him as an artist and writer? So, Dan Hartman wrote and produced the 1980 disco hit Love Sensation, performed by Lolita Holloway. He also wrote many songs for movies, among them Living in America from Rocky IV, Ruthless People starring Bette Midler and Bull Durham. Dan Hartman bounced back in the charts in 1984 and he released the single I Can Dream About You. It reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and was used on the soundtrack of the album for the film Streets of Fire. Here is I Can Dream About You. Another fabulous song from the pen and the keyboard of Dan Hartman. Actually, he originally wrote the song for Hall & Oates. You can tell that when you hear it. You can just hear Hall & Oates doing a version. Well, they just finished recording their album, so they had to turn the track down. However, a couple of years later, they did record I Can Dream About You, and it's on one of their albums. Plus, there's a great version of Dan Hartman singing this song live on The David Letterman Show, so just check it out on YouTube. Very sadly, talented Dan Hartman died on March 22nd, 1994, at his Westport, Connecticut home from a brain tumour. In May 1994, The Dan Hartman, a celebration of his life and music, memorial concert, was performed at New York's Sound Factory Bar. Loletta Hendrix and producer Frankie Knuckles were among the participants. Well, thank you for joining me for Retro Replay today. I've really enjoyed playing these Dan Hartman tracks for you. I hope you've enjoyed them too. Well, we're going to leave you with a track by Dan Hartman that was a hit for Melbourne Moore around the world. But we're going to say goodbye for now with Dan Hartman's version of his song, This Is It.